If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We are, three different households for all of us. Kendra's got kids. That just sort of changes the game, it seems, if you're trying to keep the house in some semblance of order, right?
Yeah, it's like throwing dirt against the wind, really. Like,
well, they're young enough still, though, that I can close out the kitchen and say, we're done, go to bed.
And no one's getting up at 11 o'clock at night to make eggs or something like that in your house yet.
They're in bed.
You have a 14-year-old. That's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah. No, it's coming. Cereal bowls and stuff from midnight in the sink. Yeah.
For Sue and I, kids are gone. It's really just the two of us at my house. And I know the same. And I think at your house, Sue, like my house, I should go up like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I got to go up. And, you know, the TV's on. There may be cooking done. There may be snacks consumed or something like that. So if I try to pick up the house, you know, get it all finished, there's more activity in the house a little bit later, so you can never be sure what you're going to walk into in the morning.
Correct. Same at my house. I usually go up before Tom, and when I do, like, I just wait and do it in the morning.
See, I could never do it in the morning like either one of you. I would never get here.
You have to. I come down, I'm like, what is this doing in the sink? I must clean it up. Mm. Louise has the right idea. On Facebook, she says, never has to be perfect. It never is.
No, it never is. Yeah. But
and we put too much pressure on ourselves for that. You know, when you really think about it, it's like you're doing it and then undoing it, doing it, undoing it, and it's sort of like
just put our feet up and relax.
Yeah, I think that we need to be more chill about it. Yeah. I've given up a little bit on my upstairs. My upstairs looks like a frat house.
Don't go up there.
Unless I'm having company over and they might, for whatever reason, wander upstairs.
Or something. Yeah.
Then my beds are all made and everything's good. But other than that, like my office is up there now, our laundry's on the second floor, so like there's laundry everywhere. Like I really like this about myself. I've let go of that. Like I can just
halfway
let go of it.
It's just that I'm worried that it's going to build up on me.
I don't know. As long as my downstairs, when I walk in, looks kind of picked up, I'm pretty good.
Sue's Architectural Digest could be coming at any minute to photograph the house.
Yeah.
Hi, Magic 106.7. Good morning. Who is this, please?
Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa. What's going on in your house at night before everybody goes to bed?
Nothing.
You don't do a damn thing.
Oh, no.
Not a gosh darn thing. Nope. That stuff can wait.
Do you have a family?
It's me and my boyfriend.
Okay.
We're out at the house on average like 12 hours. And by the time we get home, it's just
You're just so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's a little bit, Vanessa, of that. It'll be there tomorrow morning. You know, it's just going to get messy again tomorrow. Is that what's going through your mind?
Pretty much, yeah. It's like, why make the bed? We're just going to get into it and go to sleep. So,
the bed I could see, but you would be fine with like dishes in the sink or like pillows all crumpled, blankets messy on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah, no one's coming. We're not expecting anybody, and it's just us. Yeah. I can wait till the weekend and do a good cleaning top to bottom.
Vanessa, when there is a reset or a sweep of the house, who does it? Do you both pitch in, or is it one or the other generally?
It's me.
And does it get to the point where, like, I can't take this anymore. I got to do a cleanup, or do you just say it's Saturday, we'll pick the place up?
Yeah, that's not, like, I'll be up at, like, 5 Saturday morning and cleaning everything.
We don't have anybody coming. We don't have any special guests. I'm just a crazy person that feels like I can't go to sleep until everything is put back in its place.
But it's probably healthier the way Vanessa lives because you know what? Well, relax. No one cares but you. And you can do it on the weekend when you have more time. So I kind of like the attitude.
Yeah. It's just, you know, there's no right or wrong.
Right.
But I just get home. I'm tired. I've worked all day. The stuff's going to be there.
Yeah.
Hey, Vanessa, thank you for listening. We appreciate that. We appreciate you adding to the show this morning, too. Have a great day.
You, too. Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Still time to be more like Vanessa in 2025. Mm-hmm. Can I make that a resolution?
Yeah.
Just let it go. Pick it up on Saturday.
Yeah. We got to let some of that go.
I can't do it.
Sue says we got to let some of that stuff go. I can just see you when you get home. Who left this in the sink? Shoes by the door, please.
I aspire to it, okay?